When Alexander McCall Smith wrote the number one ladies' detective agency, no one could have predicted it would become a worldwide phenomenon, selling more than 20 million books in 45 languages and inspiring an HBO TV series. The most recent, The Saturday Big Tent Wedding Party, has just been published by Pantheon. I'm very pleased it has brought Mr. McCall Smith back to our show. Hello. It's always good to see you.
Hello. Thank you very much.
And this one, The Saturday Big Tent Wedding Party, is the 12th book in the series. When you wrote that first book, were you even thinking in terms of a series?
No, I wasn't. I thought at the end of the first book, that was it. And then after a while, I decided that I'd write a sequel, but I certainly hadn't imagined that I'd get up to 12.
Well, how did you wind up with Botswana? You're Scottish, although you were born in Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. Not Botswana. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in next door in Zimbabwe, in a neighboring country. I've spent the rest of my life in Scotland, so it sometimes seems strange to people that I have this particular interest in Botswana, but I suppose that's historical. And also, years ago, I worked in Botswana.
Teaching law.
Yes, and I was so taken with the country. It's a remarkable country. It's a very, very beautiful country and a very interesting country.
And it's inspired a couple of writers, although Norman Rush's version of Botswana is quite different from yours.
Norman Rush did a beautiful volume of short stories set there. I mean, beautifully written, a magnificent piece of work. And then he wrote a couple of novels which take place in Botswana. And it's a different Botswana that he's writing about. I suppose you would say that if you looked at the two sets of books, you'd realize it's the same country. It's just different aspects of that country.
Did this series grow out of your experience within the legal system of Botswana?
No, not really. No. I've used my knowledge, such as it is, of that to an extent, in that some of the cases that Mara Matswi deals with, I've been able to use things that I read about in the law reports, for example. But generally speaking, no, it's based on other knowledge.
So how did you come up with Precious Ramatswe?
Well, the idea of writing about a Botswana woman occurred to me many years ago when I saw one particular woman who really rather inspired me. It was a woman chasing a chicken, in fact.
And, not a private detective.
No, it wasn't private detective. That was pure invention. But I thought it would be rather interesting to write about an enterprising and really quite remarkable Botswana woman. And I put her in charge of a private detective agency because I thought that would be a useful vehicle for being able to say all sorts of things about the society.
Well, what happened with that woman who was chasing the chicken?
Well, she caught the chicken. I know that much. And I don't know what happened subsequently. I should imagine that she's fairly aged now. I did hear a little bit about her later on. I didn't really base it on her. She was just the initial inspiration for writing about a Botswana heroine.
Well, we're always reminded that Ramatswe is traditionally built. What is that a euphemism for?
Mara Matswi would say it's not a euphemism. She would say it's said with pride. I must say that I've got relatively little to be proud of in this life, but inventing that term traditionally built is something which I am really rather pleased.
Are younger Botswanan women thinner than she might have been?
I think many of them are, you see, because what has happened is that notions of beauty, alien notions of beauty, have been rather imposed. The idea of these stick-thin models has caught on a bit, whereas the traditional African idea of beauty was a very, very rounded person.
So where would those images of beauty have come from the West or from South Africa, its huge neighbor?
Yes, probably influence would be South Africa, where you've got a very modern culture, and I suppose that would have had that impact. But the Mara Matswi says traditionally women were thought to be attractive if they were very fat, and so she uses this term traditionally built. And many people come up to me in my signings, particularly ladies of more substantial size, and they say thank you for that term. They appreciate it.
Now, I don't know how MMA becomes Mara. She is referred to as Mara, her husband is RRA. What is that, Rara?
Ra. The double M accentuates the M sound ma. It's almost as if you hesitate in saying the M. Those are the honorifics for a man and a woman, used in the same way as which in French Madame Monsieur would be used.
But people use that kind of formal address even if they know each other quite well. It's kind of like saying to my best friend, sir, or madam.
I exaggerate that a bit. I think I use a bit of artistic license there in order to get across the point that people's dealings with one another in Botswana are generally very courteous. And so that I wanted to accentuate the formality. And, of course, people would use their first names, obviously. But people would also address one another as Maanra.
And Botswana is a good country to write these kinds of stories about because it has always been seen as an exemplary country in Africa, more democratic than others.
Yes, it has. It's got by and large a pretty good record in that Botswana has been consistently democratic since independence in 1966. They have very free and fair elections. And they have political pluralism in that you've got a number of different parties. So yes, they've got a great deal to be proud of, including respect for the rule of law, which they've also adhered to all the way through. When I'm afraid most other countries, in fact, every other country in Africa, are actually really deviated from that,
including South Africa.
South Africa, yes. Now, obviously, one has to be careful about imposing, you know, other standards of democracy on people, and even in those countries where you had perhaps one party states, you nonetheless would have local democratic institutions. So it's not always as simple as people think.
My guest is Alexander McCall Smith, the latest in his number one Ladies Detective Agency series is called The Saturday Big Tent Wedding Party. And that title gives a clue. These are not your standard crime fiction. There are generally no murders, no car chases or shootouts. They don't fall into any of the established categories. They're even sleepier than what we might call cozy mysteries. Was that a problem when you were trying to get the first book published?
When I tried to get the first book published, yes, it was, right at the very beginning, because I think the expectation was that anything which purported to be about a detective agency would have to be fairly grim and gritty, the sort of mean streets approach. But I think that people realized that these books actually really didn't fit the genre in that sense.
Well, they don't. They do take on detective work. In this latest one, they take on the case of a farmer whose cattle are being maimed and killed. But in other books, we've just had mostly domestic crimes, straying husbands, petty thievery. Is the crime rate rather low in Botswana?
Well, it used to be pretty low, and it's still relatively low compared with neighboring countries. So I wouldn't pretend for a moment that they don't have crime. There's, you know, I imagine no society which would want to say that about. But it's actually quite a law-abiding place, generally speaking. One important thing is that they don't have very much corruption. And that really is a major achievement, because that's been a real killer in other African states.
Well, in doing a series, you'd have to develop a whole entourage, and you have a group here. There's a dilemma involving one of your main characters in this book, one of the apprentices, Charlie, who's been accused of fathering twins, then abandoning the mother. And Precious and Grace feel they must confront him. Do you try to work some social issues into each of the books?
Well, I don't think...
Deadbeat dad's here.
Yes, I don't think I have an agenda for that, in the sense that I don't sit down and say, right, which social issue shall we deal with now? But they do crop up. Generally speaking, though, these books are not intended to be greatly socially realistic. They're meant to be, I suppose, gentler. But I do bring in some issues. One of the criticisms that people have leveled against me is that I don't write enough about HIV/AIDS. And I can see their point, because there's obviously a major issue in Botswana with a very, very high rate of infection. But I do actually allude to it, but I don't put it center stage, because then they just become yet another tragedy about a sub-Saharan African country, which instead, I don't really want to do.
Instead, what we have here in the big tent wedding party, there's a shoe emergency.
Yes.
Why is shoes so important to your characters?
Well, I suppose, yes. I don't know whether I've really thought about that very much. I could answer it by saying that I quite like shoes myself. I take an interest in shoes. You know, not an excessive interest, I hope. But I do think that people can be very interested in shoes. Well, one of my daughters has a very large collection of shoes. I don't know whether it's called the Imelda Marcos syndrome, but it could be.
Or Sex in the City. I get the feeling that the tourist industry in Botswana has gotten quite a boost from these books. And also the sale of, I guess, red bush tea.
Yes, Mara Matsui drinks red bush tea, rooibos tea, which is terrifically good for one. So I'm quite happy to have the characters drinking it. I hadn't intended to change the pattern of consumption of red bush tea when I first invented her red bush tea habit. But it did actually have an effect on it. I think it became more popular.
Now, HBO created a series based on the series. Was it filmed in Botswana?
Yes, they did that.
Although the stars are American actresses, Jill Scott and Anika Noni Rose.
Yes. They had great difficulty casting that, in that they looked and looked and looked for the two central characters. And right up until a very short time before the film, the first film was made, the one which kicked off the HBO series, which was in fact made directed by Anthony Minghella, was his last film. Right up until that point, they actually hadn't chosen one, and then within a short time they got this wonderful actress Jill, and then Anika Noni Rose for Mara Makuutsi, and they did a very good job.
A listener wonders whether there'll be a second season.
Yes, I think that HBO is keen to do that, and I think that they're trying to get a couple of television movies made.
You also have several other series: the 44 Scotland Street series, the Isabel Dalhousie series, the Corduroy Mansion series, the Portuguese Irregular Verb series. Am I leaving any out?
No, I think that's about it.
But this is the only one where the detective uses mostly common sense, although she does often refer to the principles of private detection by Clovis Anderson. I suspect that that's another invention.
It is an invention, although a number of people think that book is real, and I'm often asked about it, and sometimes people say, where can they get a copy? So I suspect that I'll have to write it at some stage.
When you finish one book, do you just automatically switch to a different series?
Yes. Yes, I do. And indeed.
So do you do them in order?
I do. Yes, there's a season in the year for each series. Often I actually have to write two books at once. So at the moment I'm writing an Isabel Dalhousie book and a Scotland Street book at the same time.
Alexander McCall-Smith will be reading and speaking this coming Thursday at 6:30 at the Great Hall at the Cooper Union. For tickets, you can go to our show page at the events page at WNYC.org. Do you get the same kinds of audiences wherever you go? I mean, for example, if you were to be doing something similar in Scotland, in London, I'm trying to think of where else.
I do it all over the world, in India, Australia, yes. Yes, same sort of audience, generally.
People are all fascinated by Botswana?
Well, they seem to have a great interest in it, and I think they like the character of Mara Matsui. I think Mara Matsui seems to be able to talk to people across these cultural boundaries.
The language there is Setswana, isn't it?
Yes,
Setswana. How does Botswana English. Setswana?
Setswana is the language, but they use English a great deal. So people are usually bilingual. Certainly, people who've had education are.
Well, I feel like I'm keeping you away from writing one of your books, but thank you so much for visiting with us once again, Alexander McCall-Smith. The latest in his number one ladies detective agency series is called The Saturday Big Tent Wedding Party. It is published by Pantheon. It's been a pleasure talking with you again.
Thank you very much, Leonard. Thank you.